In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our scripture text today leave us with images that capture the imagination. Moses climbs Mount Sinai and speaks with God face to face. When he came down, Moses' face was shining. Now, we've all had a bad sunburn before, but that's not what this was. Moses was speaking with God. Apparently, Moses' face was so bright that he had to wear a veil to cover his face in the Israelite camp. Our gospel from the book of Luke also takes place on a mountain, and here we have Jesus' clothing lighting up. This isn't some Halloween costume here. No, Jesus is being in the presence of God. And it's not just his clothes, but Jesus' face also shone. The Greek word that's used there is the same word for lightning. Lightning is a force of nature. It's powerful and can be destructive. So it's kind of a scary thing that's going on there. And on the mountain, two figures from the past appear. So we have a resurrection appearance in the middle of the Gospel of Luke. There's Moses and Elijah, who at this point have been gone for centuries. They appear to the disciples on the mountain, and they speak with Jesus. And the close friends that Jesus took with him up on the mountain, they're astonished by what they've seen and what they've heard. They were exhausted having climbed the mountain. They were afraid when they were suddenly covered by the cloud that surrounded them. They blurred out these silly ideas in the presence of God about building these three dwellings up on the mountain to commemorate the event. And then they are silent in response to God's voice from the cloud. The Epiphany season ends today, and it ends with an amazing display of light and sound. We call this the story of the Transfiguration. It's an incredible mountaintop experience for both Jesus and the disciples. It's an experience that changes all of them. Epiphany ends today just as it began several weeks ago. It ends with light and with sound. On January the 6th, on the Feast of the Epiphany, the wise men made a long journey. And you'll remember that they followed something in the night sky. They followed a star. That was the light that led them to Christ. And for the last 7 weeks, the light has been gathering in intensity, from a gentle star pointing the way to the stable in Bethlehem to the brilliant, blinding radiance of Jesus up on the mountain. Over these last weeks, Jesus has been revealed as God's Son. We've heard Jesus' words as he preached in his hometown of Nazareth, and then as he preached the Sermon on the Plain. In Epiphany, we've heard not just his words, but also words from the Father. After being baptized, Jesus began to pray. A voice from heaven addresses him, saying, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And during these last several weeks, we've seen the identity of Jesus dawning on those around him. The people of his home congregation, the fishermen that he calls to follow, great crowds who begin to pursue him. And now, as Jesus climbs the mountain, he once again begins to pray, and the voice from heaven speaks again, speaking this time to the disciples who also hear the words, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." It's these words from the cloud that are the key words in the Transfiguration story. They emphasize loud and clear the need for the disciples and the need for the church and the need for all of us to listen to Jesus. So how do you get people's attention? When you want them to listen, when you want them to hear your words, what do you do? What do you say? When I was a boy growing up, my parents, if they wanted to get my attention, they would use my middle name. Parents have a way of doing that, don't they? I knew I was potentially going to be in trouble, and I knew my parents meant business if they used my first and middle name. Way to say, "You're about to be in real trouble, young man." What are some other things that we do? How about lowering our voice? Speaking a little deeper, speaking from the lower register sometimes, that'll do it. Or what about doing the complete opposite? How about becoming silent? Anyone here ever gotten the silent treatment from your spouse or from someone you love? Now, no one would ever do that to their spouse, right? But the silent treatment, that might get someone's attention. One night this week, I was flipping through the TV channels, and I stopped on one of those cable networks, one of those where there was a panel discussion, and they were talking about a certain issue in our country. There were different voices on the panel, and each person was trying to score political points and deliver one-liners. They were firmly entrenched in their position. So how do you suppose they were trying to get people's attention? Trying to make their point. Eventually, it wasn't long before they started raising their voices a bit. There were interruptions. There was talking over one another. There was a lot of talking going on, but very little listening. Seems like there's not much listening these days in our country, in our political climate. There's just anger and vitriol all too often. Well, today in the Transfiguration story, the Father's voice from the cloud tells us to listen to Jesus. How do you imagine the voice sounded? Was it the slim, small voice of silence from Elijah's experience in the cave? Or was it the booming sound of thunder that Moses heard on Mount Sinai when he received the Ten Commandments? The Transfiguration, we're made to wonder. Cue the thunder. We're not sure of this voice, its volume, or its tone, but we know what was spoken. And Moses and Elijah are there up on the mountain, but the voice doesn't say to listen to them, though the law and the prophets from the Old Testament are important. And the disciples are present, and we know that it's important for us to listen to one another, but first, the voice. A voice from God says to listen to Jesus. You and I, we hear a lot of voices these days in our world, and these voices don't often encourage us to listen. Remember, it was St. Francis who said, "Seek not so much to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love." See, listening brings understanding, and understanding brings love into our world. Listening is one of the ways that I think we Christians can make a difference, one of the ways we can share the light of Christ with one another, light of Christ in our world. The Transfiguration story that we hear today draws Epiphany to a close, and it leads us into the next season, into the season of Lent. So as we enter this week into the next season, remember what we've seen and what we've heard, the season of Epiphany. There's the Father's voice that affirms each of us as God's beloved child. In the season of Lent, we will hear Jesus' voice from the cross when he will say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." This week, look for the light of Christ in your life and in the world. And as we enter into Lent, may God light our way and may God speak into our lives. Amen.